Hi, this is Emerald, and this is a podcast of my story Fireworks Display, available online at Allison Tyler's Fiction Showcase blog, H is for Harlot. That's hisforharlot.blogspot.com. I had decided to forego the usual 4th of July parties and gatherings and watch the fireworks by myself this year. About a half hour before dark, I drove to the nearby high school where the municipal fireworks were to be launched from the football field, found a parking spot, and sat back to wait, planning to watch the show from my car. Cars continued to stream into the lot around me as the sun set. Most people got out and headed for seats on the bleachers or carried blankets to find a spot on the ground. As I opened the sunroof, a silver King Cab pickup pulled up and parked in the row behind me, one spot to the left. The raucous laughter of the occupants was audible before they even got out, and I glanced in my side mirror. All four doors of the vehicle opened, and I watched as one young male figure after another emerged. All in all, the truck was full of six young men, probably in their early 20s. I ogled them shamelessly in the mirror, knowing they didn't see me and likely didn't even realize anyone was in the car. They all climbed on top of the cover over the truck bed, conversing noisily. A low heat started in my stomach. Cock times six was arranged just a few feet behind me, and they didn't even know I was there. I dropped my hand to my lap. Deftly, I undid my jeans and wiggled my fingers into my panties. My eyes stayed on the mirror as I massaged my clit as much as I could with my jeans on, imagining myself on my knees in front of the six boys behind me. I pictured them all lined up in a row, each one shooting his load all over my face until I was coming, breathing heavily as the loud voices continued obliviously behind me. Seconds later, a searing whistle broke the night, followed by a large boom as a huge white firework burst like popcorn into the air. Its ear-splitting crackle bounced off the horizon as each spark dispersed into its own tiny smattering of fuchsia lights. I shifted and refastened my jeans. I scooted over and rose up through the open sunroof, facing the field as I leaned on the roof of my car. The conversation behind me paused, and I knew I had caught the attention of the assemblage. I could almost feel their eyes on the bare skin of my back below the ties of my flag-patterned halter top. The dull orange glow of the parking lot lights made all six of them just visible as I glanced over my shoulder and saw them all looking at me. I smiled casually and turned back to the pyrotechnic display in front of us. Knowing I was under the watchful eye of six boys likely 10 years my junior made my breath shudder slightly as I drew it. I reached back to tighten the tie on my halter top, desperately tempted to pull the strings and let it fall, to let the six behind me see the tie slip from my neck, know I was topless in front of them, my tits exposed to the night, even though all they could see was my naked back. But I tightened the strings as planned and lowered my hands. They were shaking slightly. A cluster of about half a dozen fireworks went up simultaneously, the distant crowd oohing and aahing at the influx of echoing cracks. The largest was an eye-catching violet, its disk of sparks hovering in front of the others as its pyrotechnic perimeter spread. I placed my hands on the roof on either side of me, stood on the center console, and hoisted myself onto the top of my car. My legs dangled through the sunroof as I leaned back on my elbows, the tops of my breasts possibly visible now to the audience behind me. I glanced over my shoulder again. Six pairs of eyes immediately found mine. Even if we had wanted to talk to each other, the noise of the fireworks display would have smothered any opportunity. They were relegated by necessity to pure voyeurs, I the exhibitionist, a lone figure competing against a backdrop of spectacular light and fire. The thunderous noise paused. The sky was ebony, wisps of stray gray smoke lingering like a breath bated in anticipation of the finale, which all watching knew was coming. Like a pyrotechnic orgasm, multiple lights shot instantaneously into the air and blew up, fiery hues exploding into formations overlapping, embracing, kissing, like an orgy of sparks coming again and again. Purple, white, red, green, sparkling, glowing, spiraling as I forgot momentarily about the audience behind me and let the eruption hold my breath in its fleeting climax. The distant audience clapped. My breath was quick, the adrenaline called up by the breathtaking display starting to dissipate like the smoke covering the sky. Without turning around, I reached up and yanked the string on my top. The fabric dropped forward, leaving nothing between my breasts and the charge of night air. I placed my hands over them and turned, twisting my body toward the six young men. Each one's gaze was already zeroed in on me. With a breathless giggle, I pulled my hands away. Six mouths dropped open in unison. I gave a little grin and dropped through the sunroof into the driver's seat, retying my top as I started the car. Shifting quickly, I pulled forward just ahead of the throng of spectators as they engulfed the parking lot behind me. With a wide grin, I zipped to the exit and turned onto the highway, the receding high school out of view before the smoke above it had even cleared. Thank you. Once again, this is Emerald, and that was Fireworks Display. You may visit me online at my website, The Green Light District, at www.thegreenlightdistrict.org. Thank you.